Ready for something scary?
Okay!
You're in the right spot. The iScary Podcast collects spooky, creepy news stories to discuss and give you chills.
Whatever.
Just so you know, hosts discuss topics they've just learned about and have no prior knowledge. Their views are just for your entertainment.
Welcome back to the iScary Podcast. This is Ann Kimbrough, and I'm super excited today to have a talented comedian, Kendra Crump, here to join us. Yay!
Thank you so much for having me. First off, I want to thank you for not thinking I was bot or spam and deleting my message when I sent it to you. There are people out there who don't even want to give me a chance, so I appreciate you for doing that.
I'm glad. Well, I checked you out and you're legit, and I definitely want everyone to go to your podcast. You want to tell us a little quick something about it? I know it's about the truth and it's very honest and real, and I love it.
So the Kendra Crump Show podcast is just about, we have a segment called What Would You Like to Ban? B-A-N. For example, I want to ban people who park over the line, you know, and we're going to probably ban some of these people as we read these reports as well, you know?
Oh yeah.
So that's what I do. It's nothing but fun. It's nothing but laughter. That's what I try to do because, you know, laughter is the best medicine.
I love it. It's perfect. You're perfect for this show. I can't wait to hear what you think about these two news stories because they're weird. And I will tell everybody that Kendra found them for us. So
I did. They come out of like Georgia in a way. So yes, my state. I'm in Atlanta.
You're in Atlanta. Okay.
Born and raised. Yes.
All right. So this is some homegrown weirdness. Let's jump into our first news story. It's called Ambulance DUI.
We start in an ambulance transporting a man with non-threatening life conditions, but the driver is drinking.
Hang in there, buddy. I'll get you to the hospital fast. Super fast.
And not really paying attention, so something bad happens. He crashes the ambulance. When the police arrive, they find the ambulance driver survived the crash. But his patient did not.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever heard of anything that crazy?
I haven't. It was wild. Like, why would they do that?
I'm with you. It doesn't make any sense. We need the full news story on this one. Take it away, Sydney.
News.
Ambulance DUI from ABC 13 News. The dangers of drinking and driving take on a whole new meaning when an ambulance driver loses control of his vehicle. He veers onto the road's shoulder, flipping the ambulance upside down in a ditch. Unfortunately, he's not alone. In the back of the ambulance, his 66-year-old passenger is not strapped in. And although he was being transported for non-life-threatening issues, he is declared dead on the scene, and the driver, while shaken but fine, is determined to be drunk. He is charged with a DUI, driving with an open container in the vehicle, and second-degree homicide.
When I came across this news story, I was like really thinking to myself, how much do you hate your job where you are sitting here? And again, I'm telling you, this is not his first time doing this. Typically, people who do this type of stuff, I'm sure they keep doing it over and over again. They just haven't been caught. You know how many people have told me like actually have told me that they drink and drive? And I'm like, did you not like pay attention in school about drunk driving?
Yeah.
I have had people come to work and they've been drunk, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's about, but okay. Anyway, back to the news story. But no, I think it to me is like you literally, the guy was on his way to the hospital to be saved and you just killed him off. And the fact that you're only getting charged with like, what was it, vehicular homicide was what he got charged with?
Well, why? Second degree. So...
I mean, I'm going to keep it real with you. They need to, like, throw away the key. Lock it up and throw away the key. Like, this to me, like, you killed a man. Like, his family, they were counting on you, sir. Yeah,
it's the opposite. The opposite of his job was to save him.
Oh, gosh.
But the part I don't get, and you touched on it, is how do you drive? I mean, he had an open container in the ambulance. It's one thing to go to work drunk, I guess. Equally bad. But he was driving while he was saving this guy.
Can I tell you something? So when I was, you know, their drinking age they differ in certain countries or so. So I remember I had a homegirl of mine at the time. She was a bartender, and she told me, okay, Kendra, I'm gonna give you this to you. Do not drink it until you make it home. You have got to promise me. I'm like, why would I do that? I already know the laws. So I mean, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I took a sip, but I wasn't driving. I mean, I was parked, and then I made it home, and I drank the rest in the driveway. So like, still, like, don't be like me, guys.
But if you were an ambulance driver, you would never. I mean, honestly, that's like gotta be part of the code. You don't have a drink. I mean, how bad is your day? I mean, honestly, I'm sure it's a hard job. Don't get me wrong. You probably need a drink at the end of the day, but during your shift.
It's like, to me, I don't know, man. Like, I would think the cool thing about being an ambulance driver, like, the cool thing is, let's say you don't have, like, a passenger in the back and you want to hurry up and make it home to Monday Night Football, hit the lights. That's it. Like, use it for your advantage, you know? Like,
Let me ask you something,
Miss Ann. Have you ever followed an ambulance truck at all? Like, have you ever followed it?
Well, I guess a fire truck.
Okay.
You know, like after you've pulled over and then they pass, I'll pull up and go, but okay. not close.
I had my mother. I'm like, Mom, like, this is like, I think I was like in high school. I said, Mom, let's follow. And we were following, but they went too fast. So we're not about to chase them.
I don't blame you, but I mean, it is tempting. I feel like there's a humanity element in both of the news stories you brought us. We'll see the second one. But to me, this is that moment where why aren't you thinking about somebody else? Mm-hmm. Like you said, most people wouldn't, you know, they know what drinking and driving, how that can go so wrong. What was so wrong in this guy's life that he didn't? And like you said, this probably wasn't the first time.
I'm telling you, what happens is, unless God wants you to learn a lesson that day, typically people who do stuff and they get caught, it's been happening over and over again. It's just time for you to learn the lesson, you know? And so, like I said, I personally, this is bad. Like, this is really bad for him to have. And now here's the thing, he's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life, that you literally he's an alcoholic. Let's just call it what it is, man. I know people out there who drink at 8 o'clock in the morning, drink some beer at 8 o'clock in the morning. You just woke up.
Yeah, really.
You know, so like I said, like it makes me wonder what exactly was going on. And I feel like there's some, this I think should be a wake up call to anybody out there as well. Like, to really mentally, like, I think, you know, they'll drug test you, but there needs to be a mental test to see if you are capable and equipped to actually doing a job like this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these jobs need to start doing mental evaluations before they hire people.
They probably do. And I thought ambulance drivers sort of had, there were two. I didn't think it was just one guy.
You know what? I just thought about that as well. Maybe that person had called off. You never know. People probably call off. They probably just were short of staff. You know, people have OnlyFans. That's where they go and make their money now, right? Back to the story. So I think that's probably what it was. He probably was just really fed up, you know, and everything else. But like, you literally flipped, you lost. And he probably was texting as well. You know, you texting on the phone. How else did you lose control of the car, sir? Yes, your vision is impaired, but you're texting probably more than likely as well.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think every which way this is, to me, we have the most scary stories we come up with are people related, people doing what they shouldn't be doing. And it just goes so wrong so quickly. And I'm glad you found this one, because I'm now going to be worried if I have to call an ambulance for anybody. I'll be like, check out the driver before we go.
Yeah, make sure there are two people in there. Why is there only one? You know, so yeah.
Because there's usually someone with the patient.
And then there's somebody like in the back, right? There's somebody supposed to be in the back. He's here again. There's a lot of holes in this story. I need to know exactly what is the reason why he's the only one, you know, and everything else like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. There could be a little bit more to this story, but we'll dig into that. We always come away with, we need more facts. And here once again. But yeah, it'll make me look different next time an ambulance whizzes by and I pull over. We should pull over faster now because he might hit you.
Hey, listen. And that's lawsuit. That's fine. You hit me, then guess what? That's more money. I'm coming after all your family members. Okay. Everybody, I'm getting my just due.
There you go. I hear you. All right. That was a cool one. Let's move on to our second news story. This one is out there too. I love this one. It's called Prayer Bites.
So a family gathers around at the bedside of their matriarch, who isn't doing too well. But when one of the sisters asks for everyone to hold hands and pray, she's met with silence. And it sets her off.
Pray for her. You better pray. No, I mean it.
And she beats up and attacks one of her relatives. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh.
You know what? It's never a dull moment in America. I look forward to this. I'm like, why? This is great. This is great. I love these stories.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. I laugh a lot while we do it because almost it's like how I protect myself. But at some level, that's the only way you can handle these stories.
That is true. You know, it makes you say, hey, there are crazier people than I am out there. So I thought. It's like the battles of the crazies.
It is. And we might as well get the full story on this one. Take it away, Sydney.
News.
Prayer Bites from ABC News. After a meeting to discuss the health of their mother, a 49-year-old woman asks her family to say a prayer. When no one will join her to ask for God's blessings, she explodes and takes her anger out on the closest person, dragging him down a hall, throwing him against a wall, and biting him in the chest. When the police arrive, the woman claims her family is possessed, but the bloody bite mark tells a different story and the woman is arrested.
I just can't on this one.
And this was, she's from Georgia and happened to be in Florida while doing this. Okay. Making like a Georgia, Florida story. And this, when I heard this, you know, came across this news article, I said, this is why people leave the church, because of people like you, lady. Okay. Yeah. You people aren't obligated. You know, I used to sit back and think, right? Cause I grew up in an evangelistic household. So, you know, God was pretty much every day of the week we had to go to church or whatever. And I literally used to look at people crazy when they say, you know, close your eyes and bow your heads. I'm looking around like, y'all ain't closing your eyes or bowing y'all's heads. So I'm over here judging people, ready to harm these people because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Lady, come on now. You literally talk about they're possessed. You're possessed. You literally are biting this man in the chest.
Yeah, because so that means like his peck. Basically, she bit his boob, right?
Yes. You literally are that upset with the fact that nobody is deciding to, like, with the prayer with the mom. Maybe they thought that it was time for the mom to go. They probably thought your mom is crazy and so are you. The apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah, there you go. Well, or they were silently wishing her well, or who knows? But I mean, obviously it's her reaction was the opposite of a Christian sort of, if that was what she was going for.
I don't know what that was. She needed an exorcism. That's what she needs. Like, get that demon out of that lady. Have you ever witnessed something when it came to prayer time? Witnessed something bizarre like that?
Well, I've been to different things that I thought were a religious experience, like a service. And the weirdest thing wasn't scary. It was that the preacher was talking, and this was during college when I went with some friends to something, and they like, come check it out. And the guy's talking, and he said, I think Bob Dylan said it best. And he quoted something from Bob Dylan, which I expected it to be like a traditional religious service. So I was like, okay. Bob Dylan. So, I mean, I was trying not to laugh because I didn't quite get what they were going for. So that's kind of a humorous thing. But no one acting like they're possessed. Have you had? I mean, I do take it back. I did go to one once where they wanted everyone to come up and be saved or touched. And all these people went up and they were touched and they fell backwards. And I'd never seen that before. I was like, I don't know what they're experiencing, but I'm missing it. You do feel like.
Listen. Let me ask you something. Was that in a black church by chance?
No, it was a Texas group, more evangelical. And I think they, it was more laying on of hands, and I just didn't understand what was going on.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm open to all kind of things. I don't want to put anyone down, but it just was out of my comfort zone.
Oh, no. A reason I ask that is because I've only have been to a black church, and I just see people falling out. Then they'll put, like, some type of cape on that person, a blanket or whatever, and then they start dancing and shimmying, and I'm like, what is going on? How does this end up happening, you know, for y'all and stuff like that? I will tell you this, right? I will say I had this one lady. Okay. I would typically send an inspirational prayer once a week because this is how my motto is. I start my day off with God and I listen to some gangster rap right afterwards. Healthy balance.
Very, very healthy.
So I would send an inspirational prayer. One day, this lady, you know, I thought everything was fine. I sent her a prayer, and typically the people who did not say amen, everybody was saying amen, but she just went off and she was going off on me through text about this prayer. And I'm like, I had to read back the prayer, and I'm like, did I say something offensive? Everybody loved it. People who typically don't say amen, she was going off. I don't know exactly what her issue was. If I ever come across her and we talk about that, I will ask her, were you possessed that day? I'm glad I wasn't in the same room, because she probably would have bit me in the chest as well.
Yeah. I do like that idea of daily in and out possession. Maybe it comes and goes.
But the fact that you guys are, and I believe this story was taken around like Thanksgiving and stuff like that. I believe this is when it was reported, but the fact of the matter, you're just that upset. Is she, you know what? She probably, you know what? She can't be surprised if nobody, cause her news, her face is all over news. You can't be surprised if nobody invites you to dinner at all.
Yeah, really. No dinner dates for her.
Nobody. I'm talking about friends and as well, because it's like, oh, you get upset. Like, that woman is mentally. Did you see her mugshot? She was smiling in the mugshot.
Yeah, it was a little freaky. I mean, I would think she needs a little monitoring. I don't know, a little from healthcare people to see. I'd be worried she's okay, because obviously there was a lot of stress going on with her mother being ill. So, you know, people don't handle stress well.
You got that right.
But she could have had a history, right? A history.
I, you know what? Hurt people do hurt people, but at the same time, like, lady, this makes you just look crazy. Like, something, and the fact that you're smiling in your mugshot. I think a couple times you can smile in your mugshot. If you pimp slap someone who deserved it, smile in the mugshot, you know? But like, you, I don't know. Like,
well, do you think we're conditioned? We're too conditioned to smile when a camera's on us? Was that the issue?
You know what? It because you're so used to seeing people who don't smile, it makes you like, wow. But again, like I said, if you pimp slap somebody for doing, you know, what was need to be done, definitely, I'm gonna show you all of my teeth. But like her, honey, that to me, that is mental illness walking there, you know. So I'm glad they called the police.
Yeah, well, have you had issues with family that you think could have gone that far? I mean, this is probably building on other issues she already had with her family. I can't think it just blew up.
Everybody has issues with their family, right? There's no such thing as the Brady Bunch. But at the same time, what I try to do is I try to remove myself out of that situation by not responding to any of the family, you
but
know,
that's smart and sane. See,
yeah, but it's like, cause I remember one particular day I was just watching television. This was like I was like 17 at the time, so I was watching television, and all of a sudden I hear my oldest brother, who's not mentally all the way there, screeching at our mother for really no reason at all. Right, he was just going off screaming, and I'm like. And that's when I prayed, and God's like, I'm going to let them handle this. God sent my prayer to spam, man. He did not answer me at all. But the fact that you're screeching at your own mother, like, bro, something is not all the way there, right? Like, he was so upset, and literally it was about nothing. So like I said, people like that, They literally are not wrapped too tightly. I'm surprised he didn't try to bite her cheek or something. I don't.
Exactly. I mean, it is sort of a natural. I think biting is a natural reaction. I can, like, when you feel. Well, I don't. The way she went about it, I don't think it was natural.
But as a kid, once, like, I was 7, I was grabbed by a teacher, like, inappropriately. It would never happen today. But I bit her hand to get off.
Oh, well, you know, that makes sense. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
No, again, that
I didn't chase anybody.
You're trying to free yourself from right. that. Did you ever send your teacher a message on Facebook and say, I'm sorry for biting you like 20, 30 years ago or so? Did you ever do that?
I don't even know her name. I wouldn't know her name. It was so long ago.
I understand. So that's probably why my cat, the one that flies at people, says meow. That's probably why she bites me when we're playing. You know, yeah. she starts just biting me and I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe this is her way of saying stop. I don't know. I can't tell.
Yeah,
she's a cat.
I think it is, like, you don't have many tools that are natural to you. Your mouth is sort of one. I kind of understand why she went that way. But I would think if you were, she dragged this guy down the hall and threw him against the wall. To me, that kind of got her point across.
Let me ask you something. How do you feel about, men should never put their hands on women. But do you feel, honestly, it's fair game if a woman puts her hands on a man? And she, like at that point, like, you're basically fighting for your life. Like, I think that's what you people should. And I'm like, you chose. And I'm thinking, like, what was it about that man that made you choose him to? I think, is she still in jail? Do you think that we should write her and ask her?
We should question her.
I want to ask. I'm like,
I don't think we want her to know us. We're not using her name. We're not putting any of that out there. We keep these anonymous. But yeah, I think she just picked the closest person. I honestly, I don't know how much you're thinking if you're that mad. To me, that's a rage. I mean, and I haven't been that mad many times in my life. If I'm sure I've probably never been that mad, but I mean, I know times in my life when I've been angry and you, for a minute there, you might not see straight. Not that I would have attacked somebody.
No.
But
let me ask you something. Have you ever been so angry that you, like, started crying?
Sure. I mean, that when I was younger, that was like the go-to. That I was so, like, in my early 20s, mm-hmm. I would, because I couldn't handle the emotion of the anger, that it would come out as tears, which would make me really mad at myself that I was crying, you know, because people treat you different then.
That, you know, they will, man. I didn't think that would ever happen to me. You know, and I asked somebody who's like a street person, but he's like a family man now, but he'll still revert back to the street. I asked him if he's ever been so angry that he just started crying. He's like, no, I just started shooting at that point. I'm like, wow.
Okay. Well, don't give him a gun.
That's extreme.
Yeah. That is. How about you?
He said when he was in his early 20s, he would do that. But no, I'm going to tell you this. I didn't think that, because I would look at people crazy. I'm like, how are you so angry that you get to the point of crying, until that happened to me? And I'm like, okay, I understand, you know, and everything else like that. But no, I think the thing, I'm going to tell you something about myself. Because, you know, I can be vulnerable and be open with you.
I want you to share.
My problem is, I got to stop warning people to die when I get mad.
Okay. I'll support you on that one.
So it's like that. I think that's the thing. Because I'm like, bro, you guys are horrible people. You did that on purpose. I was not bothering you. But, you know, that's where, you know, therapy helps me and everything else like that. Because, like, I'm not allowing these people to live rent-free in my head.
Good.
You know, now, here's my thing. My question. But here's my question for you as well. I understand everybody has to have a bail that's set. But can she, a person like that, who is not mentally stable, should she have bail at all?
What's stopping her from doing it again? I mean, to me, it's not necessarily she can't have bail, but with unconditionally, but that I think is our system, that you make bail, you're out until something worse happens, right? Mm-hmm. We don't really treat some of these issues. She clearly has some kind of issue, but are they going to treat it? Or is that up to her family, since they have to deal with her more than we do, our society?
Exactly. I don't know. I think this would be a perfect time to go. And I think she really, they should seek some therapy. They say you can never come back around here. Get a restraining order. I hope this young man had got a restraining order on her.
I hope so.
Even though a restraining order really can't stop a person from coming after you, but at least, hey, they'll be back in jail every single time, right?
At least until they take it too far. I mean, that's like what happens all the time with abused women that try to leave. I mean, it's kind of a stereotypical thing. That the police really can't do anything until they're really hurt. And that could you know, so that's the bad part. You know, there's a problem. It could go really bad. Everyone knows it could go bad, but you can't do anything until it happens.
Exactly. No, you're very much right about that. But hey, hopefully this is a life lesson. I guess people should start praying over moms until they expire. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. So next time someone wants you to pray, just say yes. Just go with it.
Make up a prayer. That's what I would typically do. Let me tell you what I would do. I had this one guy at my job, and he would, you know, he was like a pretty nice guy and stuff. And he would just always come to me for prayer. And I'm like, okay. And he'll be saying stuff like, hey, my child, it got suspended for school because of this. Can you pray over this? I'm like, bro, you really want me to pray over your fact that your child is suspended? My family's sad because he's suspended. Please pray. I would seriously make up a prayer so he could, like, leave me alone, you know? And And then eventually, I guess he felt, like, the vibes that I was not praying, you know? Because if he came back to me again, I would be like, bro, I'm not praying for you no more. Go find somebody else, okay?
Was he coming back and saying it didn't work? Could do it better.
You know what? That's the thing. He never came back. He would just say thank you, and then he'll come back and say, "Hey, thank you for praying over my wife's, something, a lump on her head. It went away." And I'm like, "Bro, I made up a prayer. I'm like, I'm sure it went away because it was time for it to go away. What do you want me to do about
that?" Oh, so your
that?
Prayers were working. You actually encouraged him to come back to you.
Oh my God. You know what? That's you know
you
what.
You can't win.
You know what, Miss Ann? I don't have time for it. That's why I said, man, I don't mind being a prayer warrior for certain people, but at the same time, you need to do the work yourself. Okay, I can't, you know, I'm like, come on now. That's why God's inbox is filled up with useless prayers. Like, my prayers all the way at the end. I don't have time for this. Bump it up.
I hear you. That's perfect. Gosh, well, I gotta tell you, you've been so fun to have on the show. These were great stories. I love your take on them, and it's nice to meet another podcaster that's nice and sane and doing some really good, putting some good stuff content out there.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And please join us again for another episode of the iScary Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone at iScary Podcast would like to thank you, the listeners, for joining us. And thanks also to our newscaster, Sydney Story, our announcer, Zach Mercer, plus our Step Into the Story actors, Grinnell Morris, Sydney Story, Zach Mercer, and a couple IA programs, one from Speechalo and the other is Synthesis. Last but not least, we get our sound effects from Zap Splat.
Join us again, if you dare. The iScary Podcast is produced by Wyatt Paschik and Ann Kimbrough. Copyright April 2021.